Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Overnight snow will be remaining melting if anything is left in a few hours. And it'll be above freezing. Then this afternoon it drops back into the 20s and it'll be dry. And even if you are going out for breakfast tomorrow morning, it should be okay. But snow should get underway during the late morning hours and then fall very heavily for a while in the afternoon. And at the height of the storm, at the end of the afternoon tomorrow evening, it could get just warm enough aloft that it changes over to sleet, freezing rain, or rain. Assuming it does that, then we get 4 to 8 inches. If it does not change over, it goes straight to a foot.
A foot of snow in Pittsburgh if it doesn't change.
If it doesn't change over.
That's what you just said.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about the ice, because I think we can deal with snow, but ice is scary.
It is, but it looks like, now this is an easy way to be wrong, but what it looks like is if it changes over to rain, it's getting just warm enough that it's barely below freezing here at ground level, and so the it's not really sticking to that many surfaces. It's getting somewhat icy, but it's not like an ice storm at 20 degrees. And so the ice factor, sure, it's scary, it's very slippery, but as far as millions of power outages, that wouldn't necessarily do it. So
how would that be different this time than when we did have that ice storm, Elliot, that caused all those problems and outages?
I think the temperature was much lower at ground level, lower in the 20s, and it just rained for a long time. And those ice storms are just absolutely terrible because the wires get cut, they snap one by one, then they have to be restrung one at a time. Crews can't get there because there are down tree limbs and power lines sitting in the streets. You have to clear those away first. And so it takes days and even more than a week. It doesn't look like that kind of a storm. I mean, I can't say for sure that it won't be, but it doesn't look that way. It looks like if we're going to get the rain, it's not going to be that long. And then it goes back over to snow.
So we still have some uncertainty about this storm, but there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of uncertainty about what the temperatures are going to do on the backside.
Oh, no, it's going to be very cold tomorrow night and Sunday. It's going to be mostly in the teens. It'll feel like the Arctic has moved in. It'll almost seem like we're living in Bradford instead of Pittsburgh. That's like the North Pole of Pennsylvania just about.
Elliot Abrams, our senior meteorologist, thanks for the update.
Have a good weekend and keep safe.
Thanks, Elliot, and we will do just that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.